producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. We have been talking about America. Is it a foreign enemy attacking you? And then going back to what we were forewarned about over 200 years ago by James Madison, the father of our Constitution, when he said, if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. See, folks, when I begin the show, I always say thank you for listening to who? I always say thank you and hello, friends, to those that are enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And then I say, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. I want you to understand, I'm really glad that I have these bloggers and these communists and these atheists and these people that are just doing their job, actually destroying the country that they're supposed to preserve because they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution with their hand on the Bible before God and before man. I'm glad that they're listening to me because they're beginning to understand that they're being used as useful idiots. They're beginning to understand that, wait a second, all the things that I'm highlighting right now, it's not a foreign government doing it to them. They're beginning to understand that they're being used as a political battering ram to be used to upend who we are as a sovereign nation. Now, I want you to also understand this, that John Adams said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious, a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. See, that's what's happening with all these useful idiots, these skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, these atheists, and so on and so forth, that are listening to me right now. They're beginning to understand that, wait a second, this isn't a game. Wait a second, what Bradley is saying is right. I want to tell you something. I'm not right. The Word of God is right. And this is easy to see. But just this last week when I was in Texas doing all those events, I was thinking to myself, Lord, what's happening? And notice the message a week before Paris attacks. Again, ahead of the game, prophetically, and I praise God for it. We're going to talk about the prophet in just a moment here while I finish up. Is it a foreign enemy attacking you? America? Is it, of all the things that I have foresaid during the last hour, is it a foreign government doing this? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Was it a foreign government that was releasing hundreds of thousands of illegal felons on the streets of America? Is it a foreign government stripping Americans from the right to bear arms? Folks, we just seen Bloomberg and Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru. Folks, the one thing they want to do is they want to get the guns out of your hand. Why would they do that? How's that working out for Paris right now? How's that working out for Europe right now? And why are those governments disarming their people before the Muslims? Because they're using the Muslims as what? A political battering ram. See? And see, what they don't understand is they're being used to their own destruction as well. Hey, folks, sin keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay, and it charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and you need to keep in mind that the end of sin is death, and that applies to every single individual on this globe. And just for the record, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So, this is the testing ground, and nobody is above being a servant to God, because all men are servants to God. And we know that the governments are established and they're upon the shoulders of who? Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. I can hear him right now. Oh, I hear that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know what's going down. But folks, as I go on here, Obamacare, is that coming from a foreign government? No. But all of these that I'm talking about over the last hour and even now, this is foreign to the American Constitution. This is foreign to the American way of life. This is anti-Christ in so many different ways. Hey, folks, is it a foreign government over the last how many presidents? All the way back to Ronald Reagan. He was the one that was lastly to acknowledge that we are a constitutional republic. Every president since then has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when in fact we are not. Why are they doing that? They are doing that because they want to dummy down and re-educate a people to think that we are a democracy so they can destroy the republic. That is exactly what Mao Zedong did to a T. Article 4, Section 4 tells us that we have a republican form of government. Read it for yourself. Say thank you to the veterans. You know, I was thinking during the break about, you know, there's so many people that are willing to die for America. There's so many people that they love America so much that they're willing to die for their country. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully. They're so willing to die for their country. Man, I'll do whatever it takes, man. I'll die for my country. Well, let me say this. The true test is, will you live for your country? How about the enemy dies for their cause while you live for yours? You're willing to die for it, but friends, are you willing to live for it? America has lost its moral bearings. America has lost its God. But I want to tell you something. God hasn't lost you. It's not like you have to go find the Word of God when you can go into any hotel in this country and find a Bible or a bookstore. There's a Bible everywhere. Go pick it up. Read it. You know, furthermore, I wanted to tell you that I was just thinking about this as well. Someone just posted, you know, all religions are the reason that there's this chaos in the world. Really? You dummy. Really? And let me say it this way. Blaming God, because what they want to do is they want to blame God for their state. They want to point the finger back at God and blame Him for where we're at, when in fact they're the ones that are guilty for where we're at because of their disobedience towards God. But blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. You know, it's interesting. God said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And then when the American people, instead of staying their watch and holding faith and holding on to the Christ, they loosen Him and they depart from Him, then they are set under the wrath of God, which abides upon the children of disobedience, and then they have the audacity to blame God for them departing from Him. But He's the one that said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And then we have the other group of people that say, "Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance." Really? How's that working out for Paris today? How's that working out for America back in September of 2001? How's that working out for any country? When the Bible already told us in Judges 5, chapter 5, verse 8, that when you allow other gods to come in within the gate, you're going to have war. And someone rightly posted a picture of the coexist little bumper sticker, and they cut it off where it just shows the Muslim faith. No, the fact of the matter is, folks, is they believe in their cause more than Christians in America believe in theirs. But again, keep in mind they're being used as a political battering ram. So to bring this forth to a consummation, to the end of my exposition, or my expose, on questioning you, America, is it a foreign enemy attacking you? Well, of course it is not. And while the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant, they fail to remember that, America, you are guilty of violating God's. Deuteronomy 7:10, Hosea 4. Read the whole thing. We'll be right back after this break talking about the prophet.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fail every day, but we don't take them all. I also want you to understand that people want to debate. They want to compromise. They want their opinion to matter. The fact of the matter is your opinion doesn't matter any more than my opinion matters, because we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country, and it's a good place to be. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and we know that the liberty that's been given unto us is the right to do what the law permits, not outside of that. So we can have opinions all day long, and people love to give their opinions. But see, the fact of the matter is, friends, I don't really care about opinions. Opinions have destroyed this country. Debates have destroyed this country. And what are they doing? Well, they're creating debate. As a matter of fact, conservative outlets, they survive on debate. Because if they made reference to the Bible or the Constitution, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington during his farewell address, they wouldn't exist today. They're not there to give you the answers. They're there to, you know, like Inquirer. You know, inquiry minds need to know. It's gossip. And it's politics. And Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians. Government doctrine. He also told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Religious doctrine. He said, you better go right down the center of that. And that's exactly what we do on this show. See, everybody's got opinions, friends. And again, see, the problem in this country is people believe that we're a democracy. That's why they believe that their opinion matters, when in fact it doesn't. We're ruled by an empire of laws. So I just wanted to set that record straight. And or what they do is they stay along with just being oppressed by governments and the state-run and state-controlled narrative through political correctness. You better not say that. You better not say this. We don't want you to say this anymore. Hey, you know what? We can't use that phrase anymore. We can't use that word anymore. You know what? Seriously, guys, I don't like to say this because I don't allow my kids to say it. But you know what? We just need to tell those people to shut up. Enough is enough. of the lies. And you know what compromisers are, friends? Those that want to compromise away our rights through debate. Two people getting together and agreeing on what they both know is wrong. And what are political correct individuals? They are traitors to your principles, your Republican principles. That's exactly who they are. They're traitors to your country. Bunch of diplomatic magicians, friends. And diplomacy, as Ben Franklin rightly said, is what? Diplomacy is nothing but seduction in another guise. And I'll tell you what, America, you have given way to that on a global sense in so many different ways. You've allowed these representatives to destroy your country. We were just talking about America. Is it a foreign country that's destroying you? And at the very end, I'd actually brought up Deuteronomy 7:10. And that tells us that the Lord will repay them to their face that hate him to destroy them. He will not be slack to them to repay them. The Bible tells us as he rejoiced over us to do good, he will also rejoice over us to do evil. He is not the creator of sin. A man is. When he allows to adhere to what God forbids. And the evil that comes out of that, God will use for his purposes through public judgment. And that's what we're seeing on a global sense. But I want to go over to this because I need to jump gears here. But we're saying the same thing. And hopefully this is going in line upon line, precept upon precept. In Leviticus 26:14-18, it says, "But if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you." How many times have you heard conservatives say over the last 6 years, "Why does this guy hate us?" I go on, "And you shall flee when none pursueth you, and if you will not yet for all this listen carefully unto me, saith the Lord, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins." You want to talk about a merciful God? Warning his people every step of the way. We were just at a Discovery Center in Abilene, Texas. They had a Titanic memorial, but they were also teaching what was going on during the time the Titanic was afloat, the short time that it was afloat. And do you know that they were warned over and over and over and over again not to go out or to cross the sea? They threw caution to the wind. They didn't take heed to the warnings. It even got to one point where another ship called the Carpathia was the Californian that was warning the Titanic of impending danger concerning icebergs that were ahead of them. And you know what the guy that was actually transmitting messages from ship to ship said back to the Californian? "Shut up, I'm busy." Folks, this is one of those radio shows where a lot of people say they'll condemn the message because it's God's word. They'll condemn it, they'll try to find fault, but the fact of the matter is they know within their conscience, which means with knowledge, they know what I'm telling them is true. Because the seed of the righteous is forever, and you need to understand the way that it talks about in the book of Micah, that the Spirit of the Lord will not be straitened. You can't control the Spirit of God. He's going to get his message off to you one way or another. But rest assured, as the times get darker, more people are going to turn back and say, "You know what? This is right." And no, it is right. But it's better to listen the first time. So concerning the Titanic, instead of throwing caution to the wind, 2,200 people would have been saved, friends, if that individual would have took heed to those icebergs. That's what this show is all about. You know that Martin Luther, the great reformer, he had errors, by the way. I do want you to understand he had errors. We all have errors. But interestingly enough, he identified himself as, "I am rough. I'm boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forests, said Martin Luther. The man that was prophesied at the stake by John Huss. 100 years later, here comes Martin Luther. The only one that can tell you things to come, friends, is the great prophet, the Christ. And he'll use the mouth of an ass if he has to. Ask any of his prophets. Now, friends, what's also interesting to note is the power and the purpose and the characteristics of a prophet. I mean, I think of John Knox. I think of others like John Alexander Dowie, who had many faults. I think of Martin Luther King Jr., whose name was Michael King, who took his name after the great reformer, but who was very prophetic. There's no question about it. He even prophesied his death a day before he was shot down. But in the light of Scripture, it is relatively simple to see how biblically illiterate people are in the American church when it comes to identifying a biblical prophet. Read Jeremiah 23:21. See, people love to make the claim that God has not changed and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8, which he is, and that's true. However, when it comes to his prophets, they fail to remember that the prophets that God sends are sent to slay sin by the power of the Holy Ghost with the message of repentance towards God, Matthew 3:2. And folks, do keep in mind that the Holy Ghost doesn't come to comfort a man in sin. He comes to convict the man that's in sin. And if you read John 16, it tells us that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And how is he to convict of sin if the law of God is not there, Romans 3:20, to actually bring forth and expose sin for what it is? A prophet's job is to bring forth faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the church's job, Acts 20, verse 21. And reconciliation, that's my end aim. Not revolution, reformation, and reconciliation. Read Jeremiah 6:16. So their message is not a message that plays or overlooks sin in any sense of the word. They didn't come to play. Because you need to understand that God has not changed and neither have the characteristics, attributes, and actions of his prophets today. And interestingly enough, after I posted this article, I had a lady say, well, prophets are a thing of the past. Really? I got a question for you. Who told you that? Malachi 3:16 tells us that God has not changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Who changed? Man did. As a matter of fact, when you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, here's one that will set you up on your heels, America. Since when is the pastor supposed to lead the church? He's not. 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, first the apostle, second the prophet, and then the teacher. Hey, folks, God sends his prophets to hew sin. He said, I've slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. In Hosea 6:5, going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Last shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, talking about the characteristics of a prophet and identifying God-sent prophets. I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest. Martin Luther. And when you look in Scripture, it tells us, therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. I've slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Prophets today are out there, friends. But rest assured, they are there giving forth the word of the Lord, the sure word of prophecy, that is not of a private interpretation, but what the word has said. And what is all Scripture given by? It's given by God, the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. The very voice that the American church does not want to hear. And they wonder why they're up on their head, having the pastor run the show when it's not his job to run the show. Folks, it's about as backwards as it possibly can be. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Now, you know, it's the preacher's job to slay sin, friend, said Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers. Rightly so. Slay it. But you better make sure that you're walking in Christ before you go about to slay anything. Just ask the sons of Sceva who tried that. And we're not walking in the power of Christ. The devil said, hey, Paul I know, Christ I know, but you, I don't know who you are. And what happened? The devils attacked them. And the sons of Sceva split. Literally, right? Oh, my goodness. Folks is biblically illiterate. They just straight illiterate in this country. As a matter of fact, when you go to Micah 3:5, it tells us this. It says, by the way, this is why we're getting standing ovations all across the country. Because the Spirit of God brings forth life after people understanding that they're crucified with Christ, that they're baptized with Christ, and that they're risen with Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. But not until then. See, we're not to go in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the cross. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. But look at this. This is a false prophet for you. Micah 3:5. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people to err, that bite with their teeth and cry. What's their message? Peace, oh blessed ones. Oh, Jesus has come. He has come to save you, friends. He is going to spare America. He is going to do everything contrary to what the Word of God says, because I'm the false prophet that he sent to give you the false message. And by the way, we have these messages, and this is why we have cults like the Jehovah Witnesses and like the Mormons and so on and so forth, friends, because they've left the Word of God. Because they've had false prophets come in and give what? Different messages. But what's the message that they give? Peace. And he that putteth not in their mouths, they even prepare war against them. Prepare war against who? Against God. Wow, really? I never knew that. Well, if you read the Word of God, you'll find that, friends. Hey, folks, when you go to Galatians 1, you'll find that Paul said, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Therein is where you're to find your faith. And folks, people are called to be, Christians are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Not a bunch of intelligentos, friends. God speaks to the heart, not the head. See, these people talk because they've memorized the word, but they fail to remember that the letter killeth, but it's the spirit that giveth life. And it's interesting, too, that scripture tells us that though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Wow. Because he didn't receive it from man, he tells us. Well, who did you receive it from, Paul? He who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? He received it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Huh. Read Galatians 1 when you get a moment. So, let me show you the picture of a prophet to help you make distinction from the false prophets who aid in making war against God and his genuine prophets, Micah 3:5. You know, folks, just a side note, I've seen so many of these Looney Tunes in my life. You know, oftentimes they want to come over and they want to showboat me, or they want to make me a trophy in front of everybody. And it's like, you know what, not going down that road, Joker. And they want to put their hands on me. And it's like, you ain't putting your hands on me. The Bible says we're to lay hands on no man hastily, neither be partaker of their sins. But I have seen the true prophets, too. Some of them being false, but they had the gift and they actually told the truth in their confusion. But you need to understand that wherever there's real faith, a word given by a real prophet, you can rest assured the cross comes with it. And, oh, so many people out there that don't want anything to do with the cross. Yep. So here we go. Genuine prophets. Here's the characteristics. The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. And no man can be fully accepted until he's totally rejected, because the prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences. They're his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those who are out of line, Proverbs 6:23. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality, Matthew 7:14. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, is the message that Christ gave while he was warning of the false prophets, by the way. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless hirelings, the function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost been that of recovery. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity, John 7:7. See, compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial. And he is unpardonably hostile. toward sin. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He's a seer who comes to lead the blind, John 14:6. He lives in the heights of God and with God and comes to the valley with a thus saith the Lord, Psalm 15. Before it is written. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and so is aware of the impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else read Amos 4:12. Prepare to meet your God. Or what about Psalm 50 where it says, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow, Matthew 23:30-31. He is excommunicated or ostracized while alive and exalted when he's dead. But folks, there's nothing new under the sun. They persecute the living ones today, and then they praise them when they're dead. The prophet is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, Galatians 3:24, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. I remember when Charles Spurgeon said during one of his commentaries, he said, the closer that a man walks with God, the less people he'll have around him. That's exactly right. So be the James, the John, or the Peter, friends. They were always in the circle of Christ's audience, always. He is against the establishment in ministry, folks. In America, it's not hard to be against the establishment. They are an absolute joke. The higher I go up, the more I understand why America is in trouble. The compromise is incredible. I've been in ministry for 20 years. I can tell you of not three anymore, but two people that I respect tremendously in ministry that are the real deal. Read 1 Kings 18, verse 40. He's against the establishment in ministry. Then he's established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who will listen to him. John 6:35, 1 Kings 22. He walks before men for days, but walks before God for years. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are like fire. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is always self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, 1 Kings 19, verse 9, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has a passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. Of course. See, there's a terrible vacuum in evangelical Christianity today. The missing persons in our ranks is the prophet, the man with the terrible earnestness, the man totally otherworldly, James 4:4. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. The man rejected by other men, even other good men, because they consider him too austere, too hard, too severely committed, too negative and unsociable. Folks, that is the characteristics of a prophet. Read Luke 19, verse 21. Woe unto you, going to Luke 6. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. I love my pastor, man. Oh, I love so-and-so prophet S or so-and-so prophet John. Isn't it interesting how they love titles, friends? Oh, prophet John and oh, prophet S Maria. Oh, really? You know, doesn't the Bible say something about that? Why, sure it does. If they walk in the office of a prophet, that's wonderful. But isn't it interesting how much people love them? Why do they love them? Because they're appeasing their flesh with a thus saith they out of their own mouths and of their own wicked hearts. Peace, peace, friends, when there is no peace. We're going to come right back talking about identifying God-sent prophets.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you. you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
The attacks in France, well, the people of that country, they rallied together and they put their lights up in the air, and instead of dealing with the corruption, they just lived their lives as if a hundred and how many people didn't just get blown up by a radical bunch of Muslims, huh? Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Deal with the corruption. And don't ask the government to do for you what you can do for yourselves. But I guess in France, they're already disarmed. Which you might want to ask the government in France why they would want to do that. But there's your update. What's going on? And you can better bet your bottom dollar. You're going to see the governments. They're going to ask the people to give up more of their rights. You rest assured. And when they do that, you already know who's advancing the attacks in the first place. Why would a government ask you to give up your right to bear arms in the face of these sorts of threats globally? Duh.
Well, absolutely, if you think about
it. You can't fix stupid, can you?
Yeah, if you're a good president, you're a good leader, and you see that your people are under attack, what do? You arm your citizens and make sure that they're taken care of.
Absolutely. Tim in Wyoming, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm glad that you're mentioning firearms right now. I was actually listening a moment ago when you were talking about the morality of our leaders, morality of different possible, I guess you'd say, prophetic figures, those who profess to be prophets, I suppose. And I was wondering, now, when I'm thinking about this right now, when our government officials are telling us that we should be standing up for our rights. We should, well, some say that, very few, I should say, some say that, mm-hmm. that we should stand up for our rights. But then they also say the government is right in doing these certain things, and you should pay attention to what we do and say and do what we do and say what we do and think how we want you to think. Now, we're looking at a dichotomy between the personality split, if you want to call it a schizophrenic type of government, I suppose. How can we combat this? I mean, besides keeping our firearms, besides keeping our right to speak out, our right to think for ourselves and do for ourselves and live how God wants us to live. And I also want to compliment you on your show. Your broadcasts are conviction to me. They're convicting to me. I mean, it's not about you, it's God convicting me. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but I just feel as though when I listen to your show, it's like acupuncture needles. No, I don't know how you say it. I mean,
no, what I'm get it, man.
I'm, trying,
I'm
trying
honored.
To say, your show is great.
You know what? Here's the bottom line. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. If God sees fit to me to use me as his mouthpiece for what I'm doing, even if the capacity is small or if it's large or the demographic small or large, I'm honored. And the bottom line is the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin. And if you're convicted, that's the blessedness of the Spirit of God. Most people are taught today that, Tim, that's the devil doing that. No, it's not. If it drives you to the foot of the cross, that is Christ by the Holy Ghost leading you there. And people have that backwards. I have to get to your other comments that you just made. Is it interesting? So I'm making two points here. Isn't it interesting that Americans are led to believe that, well, if they're there representing we the people, they must know something or they know better than we do? The fact of the matter is that is a lie. Because if the American people still knew their founding documents, every single one, for the most part, those that represent us in this country today would be at least jailed. At least
right.
jailed. How
right.
do you tell
right.
if a stick is crooked? You always lay a straight one next to it. If the American people knew what the Constitution, the enumerated laws said, what the government can do, those that represent we the people, those that drive their just powers and the consent of we the people, if the American people knew their limits, their scope of authority, and what they couldn't do and what they could do, they would find out, because I'm telling you as one that does know what the Constitution says, every single one of them, almost, with an exception of one or two or three, belong in jail.
Right.
Belong in jail. So when the American people awake to that, there it goes. Because once we send the message, my friend, that we know the law and we're going to set judgment, and no longer are you going to overreach or usurp your authority or your scope of authority. And when you do that, we're going to send the message that we are going to indict you and charge you for your crimes, Article 2, 4, Section 4. Nothing's going to change in this country until America sends that message. And that is the message America needs to send to their governments.
That's true. That's 100% true. But when people don't recognize the word, I mean, the very word itself, treason, and they don't recognize that the word treason, actually, it's not just, we can call it treason against God's word, if you want to call it. I mean, to put the importance of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bible itself, treason against those documents themselves. I mean, there's where we have the complete disconnection,
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Tim, let me interject this really quick, because this is coming to my aid right now as well. Just think what the American people are tolerating today. Our veterans in the hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that America is tolerating through this administration today. And not just this administration, several back. That's a great way to put it into perspective. Our veterans are 6 feet under the ground fighting against what you're tolerating today, America.
Right. And when I think I may have mentioned this to you before, when George III was attempting to basically grind us into the dust or make us irrelevant, I mentioned this on a radio show sometime back. I mentioned it to the talk show, to the host, that I said, we have a George III in office today, which was Bush 43. I said, we have a George III in office today because George Washington, George Bush the Elder, George Bush the Younger, George III. I said, he's doing the same thing. And this was, I mean, back when he was in office, this was then. And we're still, it's much, much worse today. Much.
No question about it. If you look at the turn that our country has taken, Tim, if you look when Daddy Bush first got into office, now, listen, we've been going downhill slowly but surely for a lot of years. But when George Bush Sr. got into office, things really started going south quick. And we can see what's happening today. No longer is it a theory. The conspiracy is alive and well, and the American people need to realize that in Scripture, Jeremiah 11, verse 9, I believe it is, that we were warned of conspiracies, and it is happening today on a global sense that are like-minded men. And then if we go to the book of Revelations, we can open that up as well. There's 10 kings that will come together. They'll be given power for 1 hour, but rest assured that covenant of hell will be disannulled, and I praise God for it, because it's my big brother that sits on the throne regardless if they like it or not, and they will bow and they will confess that Jesus is Christ, like it or not, and I'm going to be standing right there watching it by the grace of God.
I'm with you, brother. I've got to get off the phone here. I'll let you get to your...
Amen. Yeah, appreciate you, Tim. Thank you again.
Thank you for your show.
Thank you very much for your time.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate everyone who spends their time on the things that profit. And what profits is what we need to do in this country and how we need to win America first and foremost back to Christ and restore our God-given rights as a nation. We don't need to change anything. We need to go back to the founding principles and the foundations that made America great. And as Bradley mentioned during the show, we just got back from Texas doing so many events. In fact, we packed 7 events in 4 days, sometimes Bradley speaking up to 3 times in 1 day, because we're adamant about seeking and saving that which is lost and making sure that America is restored. And if you are adamant about this message as well, please do support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was talking with some people today, and really the foundation of our ministry as far as a catapult to really reach out more across America is knowing that we have the financial support on a consistent monthly basis. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You'll see the membership there. There's different levels of membership that you can choose one. Please pick the one that's comfortable and right for you, and go ahead and support this work on a monthly basis. All your donations are tax deductible, and I want to say for those of you who have maybe been listening to us for years, you're getting spiritually fed. You say, this is just awesome. I can't believe the truth that's coming forth that I hear over these, you know, airwaves. Please do support this work. Know that I love when people say, we're so glad you guys are out there.
Yeah.
We're really glad we're out here too, but we cannot do what we do without the support of faithful people such as our Sons and Daughters of Liberty and all of you that are out there who really want to support what we do. So please don't delay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Interestingly enough, someone just posted this. It's, listen, 9/11 firefighters tell how explosions were going off in the lobby of WTC1, the first building. There's live footage. All 3 buildings were destroyed by carefully planned, orchestrated, and executed controlled demolitions. Who said that? Professor Lynn Margulis, Department of Geosciences, University of Massachusetts at Amherst. We're not talking about a third world country anymore, friends. We're seeing it in Europe, which took place in America many years ago, and it's time for us to stand up and realize that we are not being attacked by a foreign government. We are being attacked by ours by tolerating their crimes. Love you by what we do. First John 3:18. See ya.
Looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.